Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local Friday, and a little bit cooler than it has been. Don't get too excited yet. It's not October, but still, we're getting closer, right? Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola at 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio, and also the host, organizer, creator, founder, and CEO/premier, the movie czar, we like to call him, of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. I know. That's a long business card. It's actually three business cards with a fold-out. Julio Diaz, welcome back with Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yes, I have the only business card that has a centerfold.
Nice.
Yeah, you are.
Just for that one part. Sorry. Anyway, okay, I'm going to try to get this right. Aristotle and Dante discover the secrets of the universe. Did I get it right?
You got it correct.
That's amazing. That's the one time. All right. How is it? How was it?
It's a good film. This is kind of a small movie. It's based on a popular young adult novel that came out, I guess about 10 years ago. It's not one of there was a big rush to every popular young adult novel about 10 years ago got optioned into being made a movie. And a lot of them, it was kind of in the wake of the Hunger Games, and there was a lot
Maze Runner. And you're right. I think of all of those.
Dystopian things, and then there were a few that were the opposite of that, ones that were the weepies, the Fault in Our Stars, that kind of stuff, somebody's gonna die of cancer, blah,
right,
blah, blah. This is actually neither of those. This is just kind of more of a to the point, direct coming of age story about two young men who are kind of alienated. They meet, they become friends. Maybe that they're more than friends.
Okay.
So it takes place during the 80s. I kind of really related to that because I took place during the 80s. So these guys are about the same age I was. The music in this movie is really on point. I really enjoyed that in particular. Some great songs on it. Well written, well acted, small little movie. Maybe not for everybody, but it's a very solid film. I think most people will be able to relate to it and get some enjoyment out of it.
Okay. All right. Very good. By the way, I don't know why you make me think of, but the remake of Valley Girl, the newer one,
yeah.
Great music in that film. That's very much that same thing of this is my youth. Fantastic. Another one we've got out this week is, and everybody's been waiting for this, okay, big hype around The Nun 2.
Just no. the Conjuring universe just needs to go away. The fact that there is a Conjuring universe just in and of itself, that somehow they've connected the seven Conjuring movies and the four Annabelle movies and the
do you have to watch them all in order, like the MCU? Is that demanding?
Just the fact that all of this is just built around these two real people who are nothing but charlatans that have gone out and basically exploited people and their fears and that in and of itself. I understand that a couple of the Conjuring movies are actually pretty decent films. But this is just, no.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, that is enough of a review for me. What about?
Not going to stop it because it's making money, but the reviews are terrible, and I have no desire to be a part of it.
But what about My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, the other highly demanded sequel to a sequel?
Can you answer a question for me?
No. Go on.
Demanded by whom? Seriously, who was asking for this movie? That's what I want to know. I mean, I recognize the first movie was very, 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 very popular.
Right.
It was this crazy out of left field hit.
Right.
That, and there's this little movie that could, and you kind of got to kind of respect that.
So you couldn't resist making a sequel, obviously. You can't stop yourself.
They made another one that nobody cared about.
Right.
And that was 15 years ago? 10 years ago.
So they're really
like
striking
that.
While the iron is cold, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. And let's not forget that there was a sitcom in there, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot about that. Okay.
That Nia Vardalos was contractually obligated to. That nobody watched.
Well, there. So,
why is this not on the streaming service? Why is this even getting in theaters? Why was this made?
I think those are fair questions. What are you going to watch next week, Julio?
I don't know yet. There's a few things opening up, so we're waiting to kind of get some advance review on what might be decent. Not a whole lot this time of year, because it's that just that time of year where there's everything gets dumped out.
I'll say this for you only because you didn't say it. Julio still has a standing ovation review for Bottoms. If you're going to see a movie, that would apparently be the one that he still recommends you see.
I actually thought about going to see that again. Aristotle and Dante is a very good movie.
Okay, all right, very good.
Just check out the Facebook group. Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook, and when we know, you will know there.
He's the czar of it. Go there. Also, check out Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Julio, as always, thank you for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, 8:15 here on News Radio 92.3, Transgressors Memorial Service. The late service comes up next.